Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, and here are your top stories. First, McDonald's ends the McPlant test in U.S. markets. After a 600-restaurant pilot, the future of the plant-based burger is clouded domestically. Second, Taco Bell is bringing back Mexican pizza for good. 3 months after the restaurant brought back the popular menu item as an LTO and subsequently announced a shortage, it could return permanently in September. Third, Chip Wade to succeed Danny Meyer as CEO of Union Square Hospitality Group. Effective September 6th, Danny Meyer will step down and Wade will be promoted from COO and President to CEO. Fourth, meet the players in the emerging niche of plant-based fast food. It's burgers, shakes, and fries, with no animals involved. Who does it better, Los Angeles or New York City? And finally, McDonald's names Brian Rice as Global Information Officer. The Cardinal Health Executive succeeds Daniel Henry as CIO on August 31st. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. Doja Cat made up a rap verse on TikTok that went viral.
I got beans, I need meat, I need a shell with the sauce and cheese.
Asking Taco Bell to bring back the Mexican pizza, which was pulled from menus in the Great Menu Purge of 2020. They brought back Mexican pizza. The chain later called her the voice of the Taco Bell pizza. That was in May. 2 weeks later, Taco Bell was out of Mexican pizza, blaming it on supply chain disruptions. While it was supposed to be a limited-time offer, the offer was supposed to last 6 months, not 2 weeks. Fans were outraged. Even the Taco Bell musical with music and lyrics by the team behind Bridgerton the Musical and Dolly Parton never happened because of the shortage. But on Monday, Taco Bell announced that after pulling it off its menu in 2020, the Mexican pizza would be back permanently starting September 15th. Here's Joanna Fantozzi with more on the story.
It's been quite a journey for Mexican pizza. I feel like that was a kind of almost cult favorite. Like I feel like it wasn't really mentioned in a lot of the fan favorite items like Doritos Locos and on all of those. But Mexican pizza has been like a fan favorite for like decades. And it went away in 2020 during the pandemic. That's when Taco Bell kind of did their culling of their menu. And then they brought it back and it was a huge deal, but they said they were going to bring it back and they did this whole big marketing thing with Doja Cat and Dolly Parton, which is an interesting combination of people. And then after only a couple of weeks of bringing it back for a long-term LTO, which would have lasted 6 months, they ran out of ingredients basically after 2 weeks. So after all of that drama, they are now bringing it back again and they're going to, I guess, hopefully not run out of ingredients.
The supply chain is much better now than it was in May and June, but it's still not fully back to normal. How will Taco Bell ensure that it can control supply chain for such a popular menu item?
They haven't necessarily said that, but I imagine that they seem to think in their statement that they sent me that supply chain shortages were much worse earlier during the year, kind of maybe due to the pandemic. I still think there are some supply chain issues going on. So I guess TBD on that, but they seem pretty confident that after a few months of kind of restocking and figuring out their strategy, that they'll be okay and ready to go once September 15th hits.
Any big marketing play will only make the item more popular and supply chain issues heightened. Does Joanna think they'll make another big play at marketing for the second time around?
I mean, I think that the marketing kind of faded originally because they kind of, the shortage and the disappearing from menus 2 weeks after the launch kind of took the wind out of its sails. But I do believe that the Mexican pizza, the musical, never actually was released, even though it was promised. So hopefully we'll see a replay of that. And that was supposed to be starring Dolly Parton. And it was written by the people that wrote the Bridgerton, the musical. So I think that Taco Bell, as we know, Taco Bell is amazing in marketing. That's kind of their thing. They know their audience. Their audience is really tuned into pop culture and they love all these menu items. So I think it'll be a fun menu item when it finally comes back.
So if Taco Bell is having some fun, what else does Joanna think we can expect?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they bring back some items. They did this before when they got rid of the potatoes on the menu during the pandemic because of shortages with the supply chain, and then they brought them back. So I think that this is a really great marketing play, not just for Taco Bell, but for everybody, is taking something off of a menu and then kind of bringing it back. So Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what their new menu item is next. They're always doing something new. I feel like not a lot of brands do this where they constantly are coming out with new menu items. They kind of like stick with the tried and true. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what their next big menu item is.
Speaking of tried and true, McDonald's just pulled the McPlant test to stick with its traditional menu. Kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum from Taco Bell in terms of innovation, yet it remains the number one brand in the country, head and shoulders above everyone else. How do these two top 10 brands compare?
I mean, obviously there's overlap between people that go to Taco Bell and people that go to McDonald's, but I think that McDonald's is really all about kind of the same old, that sounds negative, but meaning that if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. And then they've said the same about some tech innovation there as well, not to launch into McDonald's suddenly, but I think that Taco Bell's a little bit different where their fans kind of expect the next biggest fun item and collaboration with Mountain Dew, with Doritos, with brands out there. So that could be an interesting thing. Maybe they'll do another retail brand collaboration. So that'd be interesting. Maybe a Chips Ahoy taco, a dessert taco, which could work because the Choco Taco is no longer available anymore. So if Yum wants to pay me to come up with these ideas off the top of my head.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Until then, stay up to date with your news on NRN.com.